Reprint 5413, March 1st, 1914. The End of the Age, a Perilous Time. In the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be traitors, heady, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 4. The expression, the last days, or the latter days, the closing days, refers not to the end of the world in the sense that many expect this event, but is a scriptural designation of the present time, the end of this age, when the reign of righteousness is about to begin. We are glad to be living now in this harvest time. The harvest is the end of the age, Matthew chapter 13, verse 39, Diaglot. The warning given by the apostle is that, instead of the world's being Christianized and converted to God at this time, the reverse condition will prevail. It will be a time of great peril, peril to the Lord's people, peril for those who have started to follow Christ. However, it will not be so much a perilous time for the world. The only ones who are on trial for life or death are those who have been released from the Adamic condemnation. To these, the time described by St. Paul will be one of severe testing. The whole course of the world will be turned aside from the high standard that might have been expected. Men will be traitors. As long as it will be of advantage to them to perform a contract, they will do so. When not advantageous, they will not fulfill the contract. It will be a time when every man's hand will be lifted against his neighbor. Selfishness will be rampant. Each will do what will be to his own interest, regardless of obligation. There will be manifest headiness and selfishness and self-conceit. Men will be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. This condition is to be a sign of the end of the age. Every thoughtful person must perceive that this condition of things is prevailing now. Whenever a contract is found to be unsatisfactory, whether it be a marriage contract or a business contract, the dissatisfied contractor is liable to break the agreement. This party to the contract then assumes the attitude of one who declares, "Force me to keep it if you can." The Lord's people will keep their word and be firm for principle and true to their contracts, even when these prove disadvantageous to them. This attitude is pleasing to the Lord. Prevalence of these conditions universal. We find headiness of spirit in the world everywhere, a loss of respect for authority. No doubt there has been too much respect for authority in the past. Now, the pendulum is swinging to the other side, and there is no respect for authority. This condition has been brought about by a lack of reverence for God, the inevitable result of the loss of faith in the Bible as the Word of God. As people lose faith in the Bible, they lose faith in God and become more selfish and more self-willed. This condition of affairs has been brought upon by false doctrine, error. People think that God is their adversary, purposing to do them harm. The higher critics have been seeking to put away what they have considered the absurdities of religious thought, and to this end have done away with the Bible. Bible students see that the absurdities have been brought about by the creeds and not by the Bible. But the world, losing confidence in God, are becoming more heady than ever before. Even the reverential fear which once held them is departing, and there is a disposition to doubt everything. People are in the condition of mind where they say, "Let us eat, drink, and be merry." Nobody knows about the future. The preachers are all confused. Everything has come about by evolutionary processes. Let us enjoy the present. Let pleasure be our aim in life. This would seem to be the attitude of the world. They are lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Worldly spirit in some of the consecrated. These conditions of our day make it a perilous time for the church. Do you ask, would not the church, on the contrary, be more than ever led to love God? And would this not guard them and keep them from danger? We answer that some of God's people are becoming more and more immersed in the world. The spirit of the world surges all around them. With great difficulty could these come to realize that the whole world is astray in their ideas and ways. The tendency of all such is to have the mind of the world, even though they be spirit-begotten. This worldly spirit, the apostle suggests, would affect the church to some extent. Consequently, some of the Lord's people would thus come into special peril at this time because of neglecting their covenant with the Lord. Others would remember that covenant and watch and pray and so make good progress. Those who are living close to the Lord are, for this reason, developing in mind and heart, but these are few. The great company class, while still loving the Lord, are becoming immersed in the spirit of the world. Even those who are living nearest to the divine standard will be more or less imperiled through this spirit unless they continue diligent in prayer and the study of God's Word. What we see going on about us seems natural to our minds. The way in which other people spend time and money is a temptation to the Lord's people, which must be steadfastly resisted. A subtle test. The Lord's people spend and are being spent in His service by volunteer work, by attending meetings, by holding meetings, and in various ways according to opportunity. They are living separate from the world, distinct lives, lives of consecration. The world now has an 8-hour day. The Lord's faithful people would, on the contrary, make theirs a 16-hour day, but all these present-day conditions constitute perils. For us to do what others do, and to devote to the Lord's service only what the world considers a reasonable day's work, would not be fulfilling our covenant of sacrifice at all. Those who seek merely to do right, and to put in 8 hours or so a day faithfully, after the manner of the world, will be judged from this standpoint, and they will merely obtain a place in the great company. They are not fulfilling the conditions of the covenant of sacrifice. But the little flock will serve the Lord with such delight that they will scarcely know how to cease their efforts. They recognize that their bodies are fully consecrated to the Lord, and they are daily putting them to death in a reasonable, rational manner. In view of these perilous times, let us each ask himself the question, to which class do I belong? That was reprint 5413, The End of the Age, A Perilous Time.